Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I'm here to give you some, some help around your weight loss mindset in terms of, I know that if you want weight loss, right? You really want weight loss. It's been a desire for you. I know that so many of you have struggled with your weight your whole life, and it's like this thing that's been hanging over you. All your thoughts and emotions revolve around wanting weight loss. Like, you think about your weight multiple times per day. You think about how much you want it multiple times per day. You feel uncomfortable in your body, that kind of stuff, right? If that's you, I just want you to know that your weight loss is inevitable, okay? Because if you have a really strong desire and you've struggled with it your whole life, that strong desire is even more reason why it gets to manifest in your life, right? It's just a matter of making tweaks in your mindset to enable it to come into your reality. And what I want you to know, because it's people get so focused on taking the action, but how's that worked for you? You know what I mean? How well has that worked for you? Because if you've lost weight and then gained it back, there's something going on there. And it's not about your willpower. It's not about all of that crap, because I used to think that it was my willpower. So that's just totally taken that out of my brain. It's like, it can't be that, because I used to think that I didn't have willpower and now maintaining my weight is easy. So it's literally the priority here is your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, because I did that mindset work and now it's easy. So constantly, it's my mindset that I work on. It's if a thought comes up that I don't want to manifest around my weight, then I get rid of that thought. I do the mindset work that I teach as well. You know what I mean? I practice what I preach. And yes, I'm not perfect in all areas of manifestation, but I know that, not that anyone's perfect in anything, but it's I am really getting good at other areas of manifestation as well, because I'm applying the same principles, yeah? And I know I am, I'm getting so good, at manifestation of other things. So it's you have to know that, because some people I notice, in some of the groups, it's this thing of manifestation only applies to physical things. I know that not all people believe that, but it's really funny, because it's guys, it's your body is literally connected to your brain. There is so much evidence of the mind-body connection and all of that. It's you have to understand that your behaviors come from your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. Why do you think that sometimes when on a conscious level, logically, you want to do something, but you don't do it? You know what I mean? That's because your thoughts and feelings and belief don't align with that thing. So that's pretty much like as simple as it gets kind of thing. Like, you need to work on your thoughts and feelings and beliefs if you want to change anything in your reality. And because a lot of you will have this story in your head where it's like, but weight loss has been hard for me in the past, and this has happened, and I've got this and this wrong with me, and that's why I can't lose weight. And it's like, no, but the problem is your thoughts. The problem is your beliefs. The problem is the story you keep telling yourself. You have to change the story. You have to be disciplined in your thoughts in order to change the reality. It's not any different with weight loss or anything else. It's where do your actions and behaviors come from? They come from somewhere. They come from your brain. And there's a blueprint for your brain, which is like your subconscious beliefs and thoughts and all that. I mean, beliefs are really just thoughts over and over. But it's like, get in there, dig into that, have awareness of it. Realize that you just have to change the story in order to change your actions, in order to become the person that can take the action to lose weight. Yeah, like, I mean, if you listen to the other episodes, you'll know that there's a lot to it. Like, a lot of people are emotional eaters that don't realize it, that I've had many, many people who start to do my work and then they realize they're an emotional eater, because I think the perception of emotional eating is like a lot broader than you think. I think that everybody who needs to look at emotional eating if they want to lose weight, because we all tend to be emotional eaters from time to time. So I think that's a really important part of why people gain the weight back, because they haven't done the work around their appetite and why they crave certain foods to excess. And it's not about sugar, like having to like fear foods or whatever. It's quite the opposite psychologically. And it's like people don't even bother to look at the science of psychology and realize that figuring this stuff out is very scientifically based around overcoming cravings and stuff like that and the dieting mentality. But literally, like, your weight loss is inevitable, okay? And what you want to focus on is evidence of weight loss being true, because anybody can lose weight. People can lose weight at any age. People can transform their bodies at any age. What are you focusing on? You know what I mean? Because our brain will come up with reasons why you can't do it. So it'd be like, for example, your brain will be like, oh, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that. And it's like, no, it literally can happen to anyone. It can happen to anyone. It can happen to you. You know what I mean? It's like, it's inevitable. It is. It really is. Weight loss is so easy. It's really not hard. It's just having to do the mindset work that requires the effort. The action will happen. Trust me. The action isn't as hard as you think. Like, yes, okay, like sometimes we want to take certain actions to help train ourselves to be more consistent around food. I know, like, in my coaching mastermind Intuitive Macros, we're really working on practical strategies combined with manifestation. But there's also people who just can align their thoughts, feelings, and beliefs and then naturally start taking action and eating smaller portions, or like, it's just, it can be really easy and you can find a way. The priority is managing your thoughts and feelings and beliefs, okay? Like, you have to pay attention to your emotions. And in a certain sense, you have to undo all the bullshit conditioning that the dieting mentality and society has taught you, because a lot of it just causes you unnecessary anxiety around food and weight. And this anxiety around food and weight is what also manifests into you gaining more weight. And so it's really important that you learn to take the drama out of it, okay? Because this drama, this anxiety, all of this does not help. Because the practical part of weight loss is really easy and it's quite straightforward. And yeah, I've talked about a calorie deficit, but it's like people going too much of a calorie deficit, and then it's also like, it's like you have to know that the body adapts. So it's not as simple as calories in, calories out either, even though it is a calorie deficit. So it's like, you know, you just, even though it might sound complicated to you when I say it, like it's really not. It's really straightforward. Anyone can apply it. Anyone can lose weight. And that's what you want to focus on, yeah? Like you want to focus on that being possible and easy for you, because I know that I used to believe that it was hard, and then it was hard, and now I convince myself that it's easy, and now it is easy. You know what I mean? So it's like, how did I, like, honestly, how on earth did I change to that point? I cannot give you any other explanation other than the fact that I did daily mindset work, and I still do daily mindset work. I still have a really big awareness of whether or not I have certain thoughts that might manifest into reality. Then I definitely take hold of them, like before they gain momentum. I'm definitely looking at them going, oh, okay, like definitely don't want this to be my reality, so I'm gonna not think of it this way, right? And that's really important, because we don't want to let these thoughts take hold and gain momentum. So literally what I do is I just go, okay, I don't want this thought. Instead of thinking like, oh, I'm gonna gain the weight back, I could allow that thought to come into my brain. Like it literally came in a few weeks ago, and I was telling the girls in Intuitive Macros about this. Like it literally came into my brain a few weeks ago, this thing around I could potentially gain the weight back, because I was talking about weight to somebody I'd just met, and then they saw before photos of me, they asked me what my weight was, and then, you know, that kind of stuff. And it brought me back to this time of when I was worried that I'd gain weight or something. And then I was like, oh, that's an interesting thought. And then I was like, well, do I want that thought to become my reality? No. Okay, well, let's just know that that thought isn't true, kind of thing. And that's really as simple as it has to be. You just have to have awareness, and you have to know that your thoughts aren't real. Yeah, when you have a thought and then you react with anxiety about that thought, you're giving that thought power, you're feeding that thought, you're giving that thought momentum. And I get that it's maybe hard in the beginning, because it's like you're practicing a new skill, yeah, but persist with it, because that's what works. It's literally what works in all areas of manifestation, like totally, seriously, like it's just amazing. So really that's what you just need to do. Like you need to continue to have awareness of your thoughts and not give them any emotional attention. So what I mean by that is, when I have the thought of like, oh shit, like I'm having this thought of I'm gaining weight, I don't allow myself to feel anxiety about that thought. I just go, oh, okay, that's not true. I don't want that to be true. I don't have to gain weight. And then I no longer have a strong emotional response. So that's like really important to take into consideration, because you really don't want to see thoughts as this, like, or beliefs as this scary thing. Like, it isn't, because it's like, if you have enough awareness, you just catch the thought, you catch the thought that's saying, I'm never going to lose weight, or I've only ever experienced this, therefore that's all I'm ever going to experience. And you start to play with a different perception. You start to distance yourself and just look at it from above and be like, am I getting caught up in this reality? Am I getting caught up in this? And how can I distance myself and decide how I want things to look? You know, how do I want my life to be? Why don't I just change my inner world? If you've never tried it before, like, do it. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you've been on diets your whole life. You've struggled your whole life. Like, try something different, right? Try something different. This is what's going to work. Your weight loss does get to be inevitable, okay? It does. And you want to keep focusing on that even when it looks like it's not working, okay? Yes, take action, right? I teach my girls in Intuitive Macros on how to take really, really smart action. So what I mean by that is none of them are going into a large calorie deficit. If anything, we're increasing their metabolism. So that's really important, like these practical aspects that I teach of weight loss. But it's like at the end of the day, everybody can lose weight. And if you've struggled your whole life, you've struggled your whole life, and you've been a yo-yo dieter, you're an emotional eater, I want you to know that it's inevitable. You have a strong desire. When you have a strong desire to have something, you get to have it. You really do. Because I know there's so many of you that literally have cried over the fact that you want to lose weight so badly, so badly, and have struggled so much emotionally around this weight issue, and you feel depressed, you feel overwhelmed, you feel powerless, you feel uncomfortable. I know, you know, I suffered from depression because of my emotional eating and my weight fluctuations. I know how hard it can get mentally. Yeah, it gets fucking hard, and it's hard because you're constantly in a battle in your head about how you're gonna lose the weight and whether or not you can succeed, and oh no, I ate too much on this day, or you know what I mean? Like, I get it, and I've been through that, and trust me, the way that the weight loss industry teaches you and tells you what to do isn't going to help you. I did that shit for a long time and it didn't help me. And I want you to know that you get to have a different approach. It doesn't have to be as hard as it has been for you in the past. And it's a process. Yes, it is a process, because changing your subconscious mind, especially when you've thought a certain way your whole life, takes time, right? You have to be patient around that. But also, it doesn't have to be hard for the rest of your life. And it gets to work out for you, okay? It gets to work out for you. Your weight loss is inevitable. You're going to get there, okay? You're going to get there. It's all going to work out, because if you have such a strong desire, you get to have it. It's like, you don't just have desires without a way to solve it or get to it. You know, I just don't believe we're meant to suffer like that in our lives. I just don't see how anyone should be suffering around a desire that they want, you know? So it's like, especially when, like, something like weight loss, for example, it's like everybody can lose weight, like literally everybody. Biologically, it is like people can lose weight. Okay,